The next client would come in. It may be a lady in her mid-20s. I'd get her name and address, and she would talk. And people are quite keen. She might have been waiting downstairs for an hour and a half. She would speak, and I would probably let her speak for 15 or 20 minutes. Just listen to her very attentively, because I didn't really... I didn't know what questions to ask. I would listen and try and get the details, and try and... As I gradually got into it more, I realised that there were certain fundamental questions you needed to ask. Say it might be a family law problem. Say her husband had deserted her, and I'd find out that she just didn't have sufficient money. I would probably go outside and speak to a solicitor, and because I was a law student at the time, and ask them what advice, and they would sort of say, well, she needs to go down to the district court in Dublin and take out a maintenance summons, or she needs to apply for social welfare. Because at the time, I don't think deserted wives allowance hadn't come in. That was only just coming in. So I suppose I would try and find out exactly what she was looking for, what her problems were, and I would go out and speak to a more senior person or a solicitor, and they'd give me the advice, and I'd come back in and tell her what to do. She would then probably go down to the forecourts, to the summons office, and take out possibly a maintenance summons, and she'd come back to us when she had the maintenance summons, and then give us the date it was on, and we would go down to the law library and get a barrister to represent her.